Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always my co-host,
Graham K. How's it going, everybody?
Graham, how's your week? You're up in the great white north again, huh? You're up in Canada.
Yeah. I came up to do this big radio show in Canada and on CBC Radio. It's like NPR or our BBC, and I did it. It's like a where they have comedians come on and they debate dumb things, and it's like it plays on the weekend. And it's a
nice.
You know, it's like big credit up here, and I wanted to do it to make my parents proud so they could tell their friends, because all their friends go, "Oh, great, your son's a comedian. Has he been on The Debaters?" That's the name of the show. And so I was really excited to do it, and then my parents went on vacation, so they're never going to hear it anyway. And then there was really bad weather coming up, really bad weather coming out of New York, and so my flight got canceled 4 times.
Oh, no.
And I got there an hour and a half late and missed my debate.
God.
I'm the first debater in the 15-year history of the show to miss their debate, and it was in front of a live audience, in front of like 3,000 people at this big theater. So I missed it, and all my friends that I tell this story to, they're like, "Yeah, that makes sense that Graham's the first guy." but the good news is it was in my hometown of Ottawa.
Nice.
And I got to see my bro. And he's doing great. By the way, this is Autastic, the comedian's guide autism.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, we've gotten sloppy with not setting it up.
A little bit, yeah. Episode 121, we're just letting it fly. 122.
Letting it fly. Yeah, this is the comedian's guide to autism. I have a brother who is autistic, higher on the spectrum. And Kirk Smith over there, you hear talking. He has a son who is, 19 now?
19, yeah. He's on the severe end of the spectrum. Yeah, that's right.
Severe end, yeah. So, you know, together we sort of know what it's like to live with someone who's autism and love somebody who has autism. But anyway, my parents are on vacation. So my brother, Peter, who's 33, is taking care of their house. He's watering the plants. He's walking the dog. He's on, you know, house care duty. He lives on his own. So he, you know, and he's so proud of his apartment. He moved out maybe 5 years ago. So, you know, it's a big deal to ask him to leave his apartment. And he always has to be like, go like double check with my parents that they're not tricking him into moving back home. so he's like, and I get to go back to my apartment place, calls it his apartment placement. I get to go back to my apartment placement, right? And they're like, yes. Well, as soon as we're back, it's like, okay. And then if they come back late, they'll just want to go to bed because they'll be flying all day traveling. They'll be like, "Can you just sleep here, Peter? And then we'll drive you back to your apartment in the morning." He's like, "No." He's already packed, always. If it's midnight, drive me home, and they have to drive him home, even if they've been traveling for 12 hours. But so anyway, he's doing a great job, and I got to go, and I stayed at home, and I couldn't sleep in the guest room because Peter occupied it, and so I had to sleep in my parents' room, which is fine. But he made me dinner one night, and I'll post a picture. He made spaghetti and meatballs, and he has zero meatball rationing skills. It was basically like 10 noodles on your plate with 500 meatballs.
He likes
and
meat.
Then he made a salad with, yeah, he loves it. And he made a salad with about 2 leaves floating in Caesar salad dressing soup. And it was delicious. You know, I had to sort of re-educate him on portion control. But it was fun. It was nice. It was really sweet that he made me dinner. You know, it's just nice. I'm always like doting on him, and it was just cute. You know, he's never really made me dinner before, and it was really nice of him. He's just a nice guy. I did take him out to dinner twice after that. And he never reached for his wallet once when the waiter not even a sniff.
He's a pretty girl in L.A. I get it.
But yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's like dating a pretty girl in L.A. But then I went to go. We had one lunch with. I remember a few episodes ago, maybe 8 episodes ago or so. I had talked about how my good friends in Ottawa always meet him for dinner every once in a while, and I woke up hungover in Ottawa, and I was like, I better go downstairs and talk to Pete. Went downstairs, talked to Pete. It was like, you know, 11 a.m., 10:30 a.m. And I'm like, what are you going to do today, Pete? And he's like, oh, I'm going to go have lunch with Andrew and Mike, who are like my two best friends from high school. I'm like, can I come? He's like, oh, okay. So, I hadn't seen Andrew and Mike yet. So I just show up at this lunch. My buddies are like, you're in town? What's going on? So the four of us had had lunch, and we had dinner. I talked about it. The four of us had dinner at a pizza place like a little while ago, and I talked about a few episodes ago. But anyway, that's it. It was great. You know, I asked him who his best friend is, and he says it's Mike. So Mike, if you're listening, Pete's your best friend. But yeah,
that's great.
So those guys are great, and they're complete sweethearts. You know, it's just amazing. But I'm lucky. He's lucky and I'm lucky.
That's great.
But anyway, that's my week in review for Pete. He's killing it. You know, he's exercising more. And, you know, now that he's not working, he's keeping busy. He's like me. He likes to keep busy.
That's great, man. Let's see. For mine, mm-hmm. JJ's doing good. He, he's got, we do that daily call. So we had that call today. It was great. He seems to... Mm-hmm. Seems to, you know, at least acknowledge me and talk a little bit to me. And he's got one of the caregivers has a dog. And so they've taken that dog for a walk. So you see JJ getting pulled along by this tiny little dog. So that's kind of cute.
Does he like it?
Walking along these snow walls of like 4 feet high snow in Sweden, in the north of Sweden.
Oh.
Yeah. He's smiling and he's a little lazy, so the dog seems like helps him keep pace. So it's good. Looks good. Looks like he's doing good. And
you know, animals are, there's all sorts of therapy for people with autism with animals. You know, it helps them come out of their shell, I guess. Do you notice that with JJ?
Yeah. Once he gets over the initial fear of dogs, yes, it does. He does engage. Horses he's always liked, but dogs, he gets a little skittish at first if they're too active until he kind of gets their pace, uh-huh. And then he's fine. But, yes, he's doing good.
Makes sense.
He hasn't got that computer yet, the new fancy computer. I'll give you an update once we do that. But,
has it been ordered? Is the computer on route?
It's ordered and I have it. I'm trying to decide, do I hand carry it or do I mail it? I'm trying to figure out my schedule to see what's faster and cheaper and blah, blah, blah. So that's the next step.
You can get things delivered. You could have bought it online and got it delivered there.
I know, right? But it's a refurbished
Amazon.
One, so I wanted to take a look at it and make sure it all works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's refurbished, right? So you want to make sure it all works before sending it all the way to Sweden and that it doesn't work. So, yeah. But, maybe it's overkill. Maybe it's overkill. But, that's it. That's my week in review. Seattle was fun.
You're just in Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle at the Seattle Underground. That was a fun little weekend. And
a comedy club there called The Underground. That's a great place. I did the 2013. I finished second in the 2013 Seattle Comedy Competition.
Nice. A lot of Canadians in Seattle.
Are there? Yeah.
Seems like it. Yeah, I think it's because we're right on the border there. Yeah. A lot of people coming down for the weekend. That's it. Should we do the in the news?
Let's do in the news.
This is from Scientific America. I feel like when we do American news articles, it tends to skew more towards science. I don't know if you noticed that. And then the UK ones is more social stuff. I don't know. Title of this
article. That's an interesting observation.
Doesn't it seem like that a little bit?
Yeah, maybe. I think you're right. It's always the Daily Mail. It just might be the way the Daily Mail talks.
Yeah.
The Daily Mail must have someone, but the editor must have a son with autism or a daughter with autism or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Always about, and there's so many articles coming out of the Daily Mail about autism. Anyway, go on. This one is Scientific American.
This is interesting. Scientific American.
Yeah.
Autism shares brain signature with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. This is the first of its kind study that was done at UCLA. Gene expression patterns in the brains of people with autism are similar to those of people who have schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, according to a large study of postmortem brain tissue. The findings appear today in Science. All these conditions show an activation of genes in star-shaped brain cells called astrocytals, maybe, and suppression of genes that function as synapses, the junctions between neurons. Autism brains also show a unique increase in the expression of genes specific to immune cells called microglia. So basically, this is a UCLA study done by Daniel Gershwin, I believe, who's the professor of neurology. And it says that the gene expression, this is the first study to show that gene expression can be robustly defined across disorder phenotypes that are shared and distinct. These phenotypes are related to that molecular and cellular pathways that have likely gone awry. I think it's very interesting. You know, Lorena, towards the end, towards more of her adult life, was diagnosed a bipolar, and I've wondered that before, if there was some sort of correlation between those two things.
And now it's been corroborated, sort of,
yeah,
by this.
First study of its kind. 2011, Gershwin's team characterized gene expression in postmortem brain tissues from 19 individuals with autism and 17 controls. The new work, which incorporates data sets from 9 other studies, expands the analysis to 50 people with autism, 156 schizophrenia, 94 bipolar disorder, 87 depression, 17 alcoholism, and 293 control. All the tissue can be from the cerebral cortex and the brain's outer layer. The researchers found that the gene expression signatures in autism brains overlaps with both schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. They also confirmed these results in independent sets of brain samples. Blah, 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 blah. It's very interesting. I do feel like we're at the...
Go ahead.
You first.
Okay. We should start saying go ahead and for the next 5 minutes and then just fade out. But anyway, my dad suspects that my brother Peter is slightly bipolar. Now, that is not diagnosed, but he is on antidepressants. And, you know, this is something else. He's starting to see a therapist, which is good. And Peter likes it. I think everyone should see therapy. I actually have in high school, but I haven't since seen a therapist. And I don't know. He likes it. Peter likes it because he loves to talk, and he can hear himself talk.
Well, that's good. I was just gonna say, I think that we're just at the absolute beginning of all of these studies. It's funny that it seems like the genetic studies have just really started now. And so...
Yeah, it is true. Isn't that interesting? And do you feel like there's been more genetic studies since we started this show?
Or seems is that like me? It, right? In the last 2 or 3 years, it seems like there's been a real pickup. I mean, this study just came out. There was another study in 2016 of a different team that found that autism shares gene expression with schizophrenia. But they didn't cover bipolar disorder. So I don't know. I think if you guys, we get some scientists that listen in. If you've got some insight is into,
we've got some frustrated scientists that listen in. Here, these two morons blabber on.
We would want nothing more than to destroy. Send us a little voice link and we'll play it.
We've had smart people on. We've had smart scientists on and let them do all the talking.
We do.
You know?
We do. That's true. That's very true. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the first of many studies that's going to be able to really narrow it down. Because in this study, I don't think I read this part, but it shows they also did a look into other conditions and to see if there was overlap. And basically, they're like, no, it's just the overlap is between the bipolar and the schizophrenia and autism. So... I think it's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's interesting how you can sort of see, you know, in various, not everyone who I know who has autism, you can see seeds of that, but there in a lot you can. I'm sure with your son, he flies off the handle, you do say all the time. Like he's...
Yeah, I think that's one of the complications.
Sort of volatile personality.
Yeah, that's one of the complications with autism, right? That a lot of these kids have a couple of things going on, and so it's hard to figure out if he's frustrated for a good reason or if he's just
right.
You know, does he have a stomach ache? Does right. he have a headache? Is it so? Yeah, but yes.
Yeah, or is he bipolar?
Yes, but he does. He does have some behavior problems. It seems to be getting better as he's getting older. He seems to be mellowing out a little bit.
No, there was one study about, you know, gastro problems, stomach issues that were fed into autism, and you were doing some changing his diet around, your son's diet around and stuff like that. Is he any better?
We tried a few things. We tried the wheat stuff, getting him off the gluten. We tried that before, but and then obviously you can do a diet specifically for epilepsy, because he has epileptic seizures. And so we talked about doing that that fat heavy diet, but talking to his doctor, for us it seemed like it might be a better one just to have him take the medication. There's some medication, and he's pretty good about taking it if you grind up the pills. And so every time you have one of those grand mal seizures, my understanding is it's really hard on your mind, really hard on your brain. So
yes. And he hasn't had one since the last big one?
No, he hasn't had one. It's been about a year now, a little less than a year, I think.
Yeah.
Because it is interesting. Because in this one, they did do a study. By contrast, reading through the rest of the study, none of these patterns common to autism, schizophrenia, and bipolar overlap with alcoholism or those seen in gut samples with 197 people with inflammatory bowel disease, suggesting the symptoms do not reflect overall poor health, but are specific to the brain. So, yeah, what we were trying to do with JJ is we did an episode, a lot of people probably remember, about the third eye and what was it, the gut doing these fecal transplants. And that's still in the infantile stages too. Yeah. Hey, if you have a loved one who's tried this fecal transplant, we'd be interested in hearing your feedback on this. Interesting stuff.
Totally. But my brother, getting back on this article, I think my brother is taking some medication that is also similarly used for people with bipolar. And he's a lot more even. Sometimes he used to call me, and you could just tell in his voice that he was super down or super high. Like, wait, you know, it's nice that he was high, but you could tell it was not a natural high. Like, you know, and now he's sort of more even, which is he's consistently happy. Sometimes he'd be like, "How you doing, Pete?" I said, "Great, things are great. What'd you do today?" Nothing, you know. Boy, he's gonna come crashing down. You know, went to the mall. But it's very interesting. Just so interesting how, like, so many times we find articles, and I can just sort of half the time I'm like, oh, yep, that's Peter. I don't know. It's just interesting for me. But anyway,
that's it, guys. I think we did it. Another episode. If you have a second, please rate and review us on iTunes, Autastic Podcast, on Facebook. You can add me on Instagram, Kirk Smith Comedy. I'm going to post those videos of JJ. And Graham, tell us about your social media, and you're going to post Peter's.
Oh, yeah. I'll post Peter's, the meatball picture. He's a handsome boy, and I'm at Graham K Comedy. I'm at Graham K OK on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to email me, it's Graham K Comic at Gmail. And that's it. If you want to see some tour dates, go to my website, comedybythegraham.com. comedybythegraham. That's me, .com.
These next 3 weeks seems like I'm playing at least one night a week at the Ice House, if you're around, in Pasadena.
That's awesome, dude. That's a great club.
That's a fun little venue. And also, as you know, you can support us on patreon.com/autastic for as little as one episode a week. You help support this podcast. Pays for the hosting and the equipment and all that junk. We appreciate your support.
$1 a week. I think you said one episode a week.
Did I say one episode? $1 an episode. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you guys want to support, yeah, we appreciate it.
They get it. I didn't need it, but they understood. our listeners are smart. I'll shut up now.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for listening.
We love you. You can do it. Have a great week.